The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick.
Good morning, Joey.
From the 5th District, Congressman Ralph Norman.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. Welcome in.
Hi, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
8:06 on this third and final hour of the Morning Answer, the Tuesday edition that feels like Monday. Do holiday, long holiday weekends kind of throw off your week when you start your week on Tuesday? You just kind of get confused, don't you? Because, hey, before you know it, it's Wahala Holla Wednesday, then Thankful Thursday, then Free Speech Friday, and we're back to the weekend again. A lot happened over this past weekend, though. President Joe Biden showed what an ornery old man he is when questioned yesterday about the debt ceiling vote that's expected tomorrow in the U.S. House of Representatives. He refused to tell reporters how he might persuade skeptics in his own party on how to support the bill. Biden is kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, as we say, because he's put this off for months. He's boasted that he was not going to negotiate, and in the end, he had to negotiate. He had to sit down with Kevin McCarthy, the very person that he claimed he would not sit down with. I guess that's probably a good lesson in never say never, right? The House is set to vote tomorrow on this debt ceiling deal. It's a 99-page bill. It was released yesterday. You can read it if you'd like. It's not necessarily to do that. There's a couple of great articles out there, and I hope I have time this hour to read to you the editorial that Newt Gingrich published yesterday, which gives a great summary of what this entails. But Biden was kind of pushed to the edge yesterday as he's walking this tightrope because he doesn't want to appear as though he has caved to the Republicans, but at the same time, he wants it to be he wants the whole deal to appeal to members of his party so they'll support it as well. And it was interesting, too. Remember last week as we were talking about this, and Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen has been saying for weeks now that our drop-dead date is June the 1st. If we don't get this done by June the 1st, the sky is falling. Well, guess what? She revised that. She gave us a few extra days and somehow managed to come up with the money to push that out to June the 5th. So now June the 5th is a drop-dead date, and that's just enough time, if things go right, for the House to vote tomorrow and then send it over to the Senate. So back to Biden. So yesterday, as often happens, the president was coming back from his Memorial weekend back to the White House. There's a gaggle of press there who's yelling questions to him, and they're wanting to try to get him to admit that he caved to Kevin McCarthy. He gets a little testy with them. Here's the exchange.
What's your message to House Democrats who have reservations about this compromise bill?
Talk to me.
Mr. President, what would you tell them?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
Look, you guys all get on and say,
Tell them what a good deal is. How about this was a 100% deal for the Democrats? Do you think it helped me get a pass?
Well, who got the better deal?
Do you think it's going to help me get a pass? Come on.
Who got the better deal, Democrats or Republicans?
A bipartisan deal.
What is it done by June 5th?
Oh, yes.
No question.
Well, you realize you're not in the real world. No question. There is no reason why it shouldn't get done by the 5th. I'm confident that we'll get a vote in both houses, and we'll see.
You guys are not in the real world. The deal would lower non-defense discretionary spending by 1% to fiscal year 2022 levels and then cap annual increases in that spending category to 1%, effectively reducing spending because inflation is higher. A New York Times analysis said that the deal would result in a $55 billion reduction in government spending next year and an $81 billion reduction in 2025. Now, I guess this is progress. It's not what I would want totally. But Speaker McCarthy and the Republicans who are in support of this, and Newt Gingrich in the editorial that he wrote, and again, I hope to have time to share that with you. He hits the highlights of it. And basically, Gingrich's point is this is a baby step that needs to be taken so that we can take additional baby steps next year and the year after. Wall Street Journal says that the debt ceiling agreement between Biden and McCarthy would suspend the borrowing limit for 2 years and curb government spending during that time. It would cut spending on domestic priorities favored by Democrats while boosting military spending by about 3%. The deal, though, is being described as a brutal blow to fiscal hawks who note that federal spending remains near all-time highs due to COVID, and they would like to see the spending to be back before COVID amounts. Because keep in mind, since 2020, our spending has gone through the roof. Unprecedented spending. Now, part of this plan, too, claws back some of the, literally some billions of COVID money that so far hasn't been spent. Some of the members of Congress, like Representative Ralph Norman, spoke out, tweeting, saying, quote, "This deal is insanity. A $4 trillion debt ceiling increase with virtually no cuts is not what we agreed to," he said. "Not going to vote to bankrupt our country. The American people deserve better," according to Ralph Norman. Senator Ted Cruz says, "There's not one thing for Dems. There are 4 trillion things, a blank check for Democrats, plus 87,000 things, new IRS agents to harass Americans, all in exchange for eliminating virtually all of the House's spending cuts." Charlie Kirk, my colleague on the Salem Network, says, "Mad about the debt ceiling deal? It's the neocons who are holding this entire deal hostage. They refuse to budge on any cuts to our woke military. We could have had a much better deal if we had had a GOP willing to limit the money we send to countries who hate us." And he's right on that part. Representative Dan Bishop from just up the road in North Carolina tweeted that the deal locks in spending. Locks in spending on bureaucracy at post-COVID levels. "I'm appalled by the debt ceiling surrender." Representative Ken Buck from Colorado says the bottom line is that the U.S. will have $35 trillion of debt in January 2025. That is completely unacceptable. Speaker McCarthy and his allies argue that the government agreement with Biden's government is an important first step to containing federal spending, admitting that there's more work to be done.
"After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people. It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill."
Speaker McCarthy, he also tweeted a graph of how the package would alter spending over time, saying the systemic reforms we set in place marked the beginning of historic changes in Washington. So which is it? Is this GOP negotiated deal a good deal for us or a bad deal? Senator Lindsey Graham, not too impressed. I'll share with you his response along with what former Speaker Newt Gingrich had to say about this as well. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. Many of you are still texting wanting the list of Greenville County councilmen and how to reach them. You can text the keyword tax to our text line, just tax, and I'll send you a list because, while we're debating federal spending, Greenville County Council's getting ready to raise your property taxes possibly 23%. Now, granted, their argument is, well, we haven't raised them in 30 years. Well, what about all the growth and the additional revenue that the county gets because of that growth? 23%, that's a hefty increase on your property taxes. If you want to reach out to your county councilman, but you're not quite sure, text the keyword tax to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a list and make some phone calls. Let county council members know that to tell Joe Cornell that 23% is not acceptable. Maybe Joe Cornell, maybe we could cut some of his high salary to help save some money. We'll get back to your phone calls and your comments. It is 8:17 on The Morning Answer.
Don't cry, I ain't changing my mind.
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
Over the weekend, saw various friends. It was a wonderful weekend. Had a great time catching up with folks, and we had some friends over. And, I'm always asked the question about PhD, weight loss and nutrition, and why I chose them. And I always mention, of course, that I lost 30 pounds real quick. And at the end of June, that will have been 3 years ago that I met Dr. Ashley Lucas and started the program. And I've been able to maintain every single pound that I lost 3 years ago. But more importantly, we like to talk about the non-scale victories. And that's the things that you maybe don't necessarily start a weight loss program for, but just come along with losing the weight, like improving your blood pressure, your cholesterol, having more energy to do the things that you enjoy. A sharper mind, a longer attention span, your memory gets better. If you're ready to not only lose weight for the last time, by the way, this is not a fad diet where you're going to lose it and then gain it back, but to gain energy and be able to do the things you love, don't wait another day. Call my friends at PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition today and get started. And by the middle of the summer, you too can be talking about losing 10, 20, 30 pounds or more. We have listeners who tell us that they've lost over 100 pounds. It has changed their life. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition can change your life as well. Call 864-252-4925. 864-252-4925. Go online as well at myphdweightloss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers. It's 8:19.
Mike Gallagher isn't enjoying the back and forth.
I hate it. I've said it all along. I hate it. I wish it weren't happening. I don't like Trump calling DeSantis names. I don't like DeSantis people pretending that Trump is afraid of DeSantis's crowds. I hate this. No, we need to be unified, and we got to beat Biden and the Democrats.
Get the right answer with Mike Gallagher, weekdays at 9 on 94.5
the answer.
Hey, Sean Hannity here to tell you about American-made windows of the Upstate. Now, they're a locally owned company, and they want your business. Now, let Don and Pam show you how to save money on one of the best investments you'll ever be able to make for your home. Good windows are so important, many homes have indicators that new windows are, in fact, needed. High utility bills, rotting window sills, moisture between panes, rooms that are too hot or too cold to even sit in. That's all signs that you need new windows, so make sure to get yours from American-made windows of the Upstate. Now, they're made to outperform and outlast the competition because they're proudly made right here in America. So call American-made windows of the Upstate for the best prices and the best service. Now, it's 864-334-6030. And don't even think about buying your windows anyplace else until you've gotten a quote from American-made windows. You can find them online at AmericanMadeWindowsUpstate.com. That's AmericanMadeWindowsUpstate.com. The best windows are American-made.
Are you suffering from chronic joint pain like Heather?
So I have terrible arthritis and have had it for quite a while. And I've gone to all kinds of doctors trying to figure out what to do. And everybody just said surgery. And surgery was months of rehab. And I didn't want to do that.
But then Heather discovered QC Kinetics, local medical professionals who specialize in natural biologic treatments, non-invasive solutions designed to repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints. And she absolutely loves the results.
I like to tell anybody who's suffering that there are options that are not steroids, that are not surgery. You owe it to yourself to find out about QC Kinetics and find out what they can do for you.
No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. Discover QC Kinetics and learn more about natural biologic treatments with lasting results.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. Don't wait. Call QC Kinetics today, 864-448-3772.
This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and I'd like to welcome you to the Prosperity Minute. We're going to take a minute to talk about what's going on right now in the economy and the market. We've just seen the results of the Fed's policies accelerating inflation. I believe you're going to continue to see massive volatility in the market. There's no leadership or direction from Washington, economically or with our foreign policy. Don't be deceived by the rhetoric. Don't be deceived by the status quo that's telling you everything's going to be okay. I believe that buy and hold investors and those just watching their 401ks are at the greatest risk ever. How confident do you feel with our economy, inflation, and a lack of direction? Protect your money from the Wall Street casino. Let me show you how to do an in-service rollover and protect your 401k or IRA. Let me teach you how to create a pension-like income that you and your spouse can't outlive. Let me help you create an inflation-friendly increasing income where you can immediately get over 30% added to your retirement account. All you've got to do is call us at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Summer is here and no one wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. It's time to get that belly fat under control, get those muscles toned, and get that alpha feeling back in the bedroom. Come get your testosterone up and that weight down today at Low Country Male. Our concierge plans are simple. For $220 a month, we include all testosterone, doctor visits, labs, and primary care. Ask about our amazing deals on semaglutide. Semaglutide reduces the urge to overeat and patients are losing on average 35 pounds. Get that alpha figure back and make man men again. LowCountryMail.com.
It's not too late for a deep spring cleaning on your home. Give my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning a call today and you'll get three rooms of carpet clean for just $129. Book online today at ZeroResGreenville.com. That's ZeroResGreenville.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
It's 8:24. Quick reminder of our Patriots for America 2023 coming up June the 9th. It's an opportunity to spend some time with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Gallagher. If you haven't purchased your tickets yet, just text the keyword Patriot, and I'll send you a quick link so that you can purchase those. This is a two-tiered event. The VIP meet and greet starts at 5:30. Doors open at 5:30. That gives you a little extra time to spend with Mike and Dr. Gorka. We'll have some great food provided by PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. Then we'll walk across the street for the main event at 7 at the historic Greer Depot. It's going to be a fun evening, and we'd love to have you there. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets every day this week as well. So text Patriot if you'd like to be entered into that drawing, because we'd love to see you. June the 9th is going to be a fun evening. Hope to see you there. Let's go to the phones. Matt is in Traverse Rest. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. A little bit disappointed in the subject matter, but, you know, we've got to deal with it some way, shape, or form. I'm trying to get a hold of my representative, and I mean, I'm going to go at the regular hours or something like that, but I've contacted William Timmons before, and I've contacted Dwight Loftus. Mm-hmm. I have their phone numbers and stuff like that. But whenever I do get a hold of, you know, get somebody on the other end of the phone, it turns out that I'm talking to an aide.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. then I look at their flyers for their reelection and stuff like that, and I see the promises that they want to make, and some of them have boxes to check off, and I'm looking at Dwight Loftus flyer, and I'm reading about there's about 10 or 12 issues. And none of them have been taken care of. Yeah. They haven't even been brought up. And whenever
Matt, is this in reference? Are you talking about the Greenville County tax increase? Is that what you're referencing here now?
That too. I'm lumping them all together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I used to be able to contact Joe Dill.
Yes.
And about our roads and streets, and he and I go back in conversation. For a number of years, but this I see what you're saying as for, you know, the tax increases and stuff like that, and yeah. they're not going to use it even for what they designate it for. It's yeah. not been, it just goes into their general fund.
Yeah, they can move it around any way they like in the future. Yes.
Yeah, it's just like the COVID money that they got. I heard that they were using COVID money to repair or redo I-20 from Columbia all the way to Augusta.
Oh, they have used COVID money for roads and bridges and all kind of things that had absolutely nothing to do with COVID. And here's the other part of that, Matt, and this just drives me insane. I mean, you remember during that period of time when Congress couldn't they couldn't spend trillions of dollars fast enough. I mean, they allocated trillions of dollars for these so-called emergencies as a result of COVID. Well, in my mind, if something is an emergency, then it needs immediate attention.
Right.
In this case, though, there's still billions of dollars out there that have gone unspent. And local governments, state governments have actually had to make up stuff, up programs in order to spend the COVID money. In fact, some local governments, some state governments literally have spent some of their COVID money. And look, our radio station, we're all about advertising. That's our business
right.
model. That's how we stay on the air. But they have actually spent money advertising programs because people weren't applying for the money, so they had to advertise the fact that the money was available.
Well, there's one Democrat, the most famous Democrat that we know of is John F. Kennedy. And in one of his speeches, he said, "You cannot tax a country back into prosperity."
Right.
And John, and you're looking at a monarchy, kings and queens and princesses that are lining their pockets with tax money, and
yep.
they are promoting prosperity back into Washington,
yep.
not the United States,
yep.
Washington.
Well, Matt, we have to fight this one battle at a time. And you mentioned Joe Dill. Joe Dill was always very accessible. I don't know your new council member, Joey Russo, but
yeah.
let me encourage you to call him and tell and say just say no to the 23% increase because we can't afford more increases at the county level. And I'm getting Our text line is like a slot machine this morning of everybody texting in tax, wanting that information. Text the keyword tax. I'll send you a list of all the Greenville County Council members. It has their phone numbers. Call that those phone numbers. Look, and if you know where they live, stop by and visit with them. If you know their email, email them. Show up at the public hearings, because they're going to be public hearings in the coming weeks over this budget. But let Greenville County Council know that you do not want a 23% increase in your property taxes. It's just that simple. It's 8:30 on The Morning Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.